The Mango Seller. There was once a prince in India who was very, very lonely. In his search for a wife, he had travelled from the most northern borders to the most southern tip of India. But although he had met many rich and beautiful young women, any one of whom would have happily agreed to marry him, he had always returned to his palace alone. His courtiers could not understand it. "But your majesty," they would say, "you have been introduced to the richest and most beautiful women in India. Why are you still not married?" "The answer is simple," the prince would reply sadly. "I have not yet met a woman I could love." Each morning, the prince sat by a window overlooking the market square. Occasionally, a troop of acrobats or jugglers brought a smile to his lips. But usually, he just sat in gloomy silence, listening to traders and shoppers haggling over prices. Then one day, he heard a voice which rang out clear and sweet above all the others. "Mangoes, fresh mangoes, who buy my lovely ripe mangoes?" Rousing himself, the prince leaned out of the window and saw a girl carrying a basket of mangoes on her head. She was very poor, and her clothes were in tatters. But a smile lit up the prince's face as he watched her walking gracefully through the jostling crowd. "How beautiful she is," he sighed. "And although she holds her head up high, how meek her eyes are. I must meet her straight away." He ordered a courtier to run after the mango seller and bring her to the palace. "What is your name?" he asked eagerly. She was so in awe of the prince that she dared not look at him and stood gazing at the floor. "Rashida," she whispered. "Please let me see your eyes, Rashida. They made me fall in love the moment I saw you. They told me your beauty hasn't made you proud, that you are indeed the woman I've been looking for. I will be unhappy for the rest of my life if you do not agree to marry me." "But of course I will agree," Rashida replied, and the prince immediately ordered preparations for a magnificent wedding. "Surely, Your Majesty," the courtiers said, "you don't really mean to marry a common mango seller?" But the prince refused to listen to them, and within a few days he was a married man. At first, the couple were very happy, but then, as the months passed, Rashida began to change. When the prince told her how beautiful she was and how much he loved her, she would just shrug impatiently and say, "I know, I know. You've told me the same thing every day since we were married." And she never, never smiled. The months turned to years, and Rashida became a woman whom the prince could hardly recognize. She was still beautiful, but she was also proud and haughty. She expected the highest compliments to be paid to her every day and all her commands to be obeyed instantly. She was cold and unfriendly to everyone, including her husband. Desperate to see her smile again, the prince decided to celebrate their third wedding anniversary with a great banquet. At the end of the meal, he took a mango from a platter of fruit and presented it to Rashida. She stared at him in disbelief. "Surely, you don't expect me to eat that," she said. The prince's eyes clouded with anger. "You've obviously forgotten you were once happy to sell mangoes in the marketplace. Perhaps it's time you sold them again and forgot your proud new ways." "If you no longer love me, I will not stay in your palace another moment," replied Rashida proudly. "I shall make sure you will never have to see me again." And without another word, she swept out of the room. In the weeks that followed, the prince tried hard to keep himself busy so that he would not have time to think about Rashida. But it was no good. He could not forget the moment when he had first seen her and fallen in love. One day, He was riding through the marketplace of a city far from his palace when he heard a clear voice. Mangoes! Fresh mangoes! Who'll buy my lovely ripe mangoes? He recognized the sweet tone immediately, and he turned round to see Rashida walking through the crowd with a basket of mangoes on her head. She looked poor and hungry, but as beautiful as ever. He leapt off his horse and ran after her. Oh, Rashida, he called. How I regret the day I sent you away. Will you come back with me to my palace? Rashida lowered her eyes in shame. Can you ever forgive me for being so proud? She asked. I have already forgiven you, the prince said gently. Then I will gladly come with you. And smiling, Rashida took the prince's hand and kissed it. Never again was she to lose her smile and become cold and proud. And she and the prince lived happily together for the rest of their lives.